Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. We need physical, emotional, spiritual resets all the time because it's like the car that has the wheel that pulls left and pulls you into the ditch. You have to kind of yank on that thing because we're bent towards sin and selfishness. We're bent towards destruction. We just are. We're like attracted to things that are bad for us if we're not careful. And truly, when we don't pay attention to these little things, they become big things and then become big problems, right? And so this is really good. I mean, when you think about our private choices, eventually they bear public fruit, and they either promote you or they sort of expose you. They either show what you've been doing, you've been eating too much, you know, or not, really, or you know what I'm saying? Or pressing in and studying the word, and you emerge out of this place where suddenly you've got a handle of things that you didn't before. Now, this is good for our souls because it helps us live healthy and keep perspective. But if we neglect ourselves, it not only hurts us, but it hurts how we show up in relationships. So talk just about the impact of neglect in some of these different areas on the relationship.
However I show up, that's going to have an impact on my marriage, on my wife, on my kids. We're watching a movie. We're watching Seabiscuit. Remember that movie from like 2003? It's about that horse that from the Great Depression that, you know, no one really thought was anything special. And but it went on to just be this amazing racehorse. But there was a powerful scene in that movie to where as we're watching, I heard the line, I just went, wow, man, that is so where I'm at. And it's the scene is that they're trying to sell this horse. And so the trainer of this horse is meeting with the new potential owners. And the owners are that may buy this horse is watching the horse breeze. It's watching it run around the track. And the trainer's embarrassed because the horse is all over the track. You know, apparently they're supposed to run, you know, straight line, that kind of thing. But the horse is just all over the place. And he feels real stupid going, hey, I'm so sorry. But listen to what he says. So he said, so that this trainer's trying to give some sort of excuse for why this horse isn't really doing what it was supposed to do. And the trainer says he's so beat up that it's hard to tell what he's like. I just can't help thinking that they got him so screwed up, he'd gone through some abuse, that he's forgotten what he was born to do. He just needs to learn to be a horse again.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, Susie, in so many ways, that is how I've felt over the last several months even, that just spiritual warfare, distress and busyness, just the things that have been going on in my life, some health problems with my dad, I mean, just a lot of stuff that I feel like I've been running around in circles and I've just forgotten what I was born to do. I've gotten so sidetracked on some other things and that some personal baggage in my life really sidetracking me, that God really used this training first and foremost to really speak into my life as far as what was I born to do? I've forgotten that. And it was so good just to be reminded and to begin to unpack that and to start to realize there's some things that have been going on that have really kept me shut down.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.